And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from the Wine Box podcast. This is episode 103. Wow. San Diego Comic-Con 2013 news and stuff. I just threw the stuff in there at the last minute.
Now we gotta find stuff.
Oh, I'm sure we can find some stuff.
I didn't bring any stuff. I brought some crap and some inconsequential nonsense, but no stuff. I'm sure.
Well, okay. Well, that can work. We'll work it out.
The title.
We'll work it out.
Yeah, you're responsible for the stuff, Murray.
All right.
Here's a nice little article. We can use that up.
Hey, by the way, Murray. Batman's Rogues Gallery.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Yes.
I still do not believe that, I don't believe that certain characters are members of the core group.
Well, I don't think Scarecrow was ever on the 60s TV show.
Well, is that the criteria? Is that
No, I'm just making a comment, you know.
That was my criteria last week, but my criteria has since changed because Scarecrow is clearly part of the Rogues core group there for Batman.
Well, I would say before pre-52, in the last couple of years of stuff that they've done, I would have to agree with you that he would be more core than maybe in previous years. But I'm not really sure about that now. I don't think
Batman doesn't have a core now. All he has are those talons and
that's true.
The owl people and the black hand, red hooded boogity boos. But when he did have a core group, Scarecrow was totally there.
The boogity boos. Wasn't that a 60s band, One Hit Wonder band?
I don't know. If it wasn't, it should have been.
The Boogity Boos. They would be like a beach band. Totally.
Yeah, that sounds like it, yeah.
With Beatles haircut.
That food solo and whatever his name was on there, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can see it.
Moondoggy managed them.
Oh, damn it. There it is again. Wait, it's gone.
Gidget was a roadie.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. We have hit upon an idea. I'm starring Haley Joel Osment.
Joel Osment
as Murray.
There's Murray.
I don't know where I pulled that from. I'm sorry.
I don't know where you pulled it from either.
There's an odd reference. Okay.
Yeah, that it is odd.
Oh my! I'm looking through the various newses and yes. Excuse me.
That's about all right. I'm trying to get Murray back in here. There we go.
Hello.
Hello.
It was you.
Is that working?
Yeah, it was you. As soon as you dropped, Caleb didn't even get to reboot. As soon as you dropped, it went away.
What?
Yep. That's all right. So it's good right now. So...
Okie dokie.
All right, he had a visitor, so
he had a visitor.
Yeah.
No, my wife was just showing me there was an article in the New York Times, today's New York Times.
Yep. Okay, it's an article in New York Times. What?
About Boom Comics and Hollywood.
Really?
Yes. I gotta need to read this because it looks like they're talking to Mr. Keithy Griffin.
Oh, huh.
I need to read this. What is this?
I'll have to look that up. Fight Club sequel as a graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that movie.
Mm-hmm. The uncertainty led him back to comics. Mr. Ritchie was a writer for Dominion about alien forces invading the world with Keith Giffen, another industry veteran and drinking buddy. Image Comics published it in 2003. We lasted two, maybe three issues before the sales were not sustainable for Keith, Mr. Ritchie said. I was looking for a gig. I was looking at it as a hobby. Keith needed to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on and on. So Keith Giffen is the impetus for Boom Comics. He wanted to get paid, and yet he doesn't work for Boom Comics.
Interesting.
Though the way people are going, he may end up working for Boom Comics.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
That working?
Yeah, sounds fine right now.
So it turns out Keith Giffen was a drinking buddy with Ross Ritchie, the publisher, the Boom Comics publisher, and they were doing a comic together for Image, and it was not selling. So Keith suggested he start his own publishing company. He might have more luck making money, and lo and behold, they are.
Really?
So I need to read this whole article, but it sounds very interesting. Boom Comics in Hollywood. Holy moly, who'd have thunk? Not me. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I never put all my eggs in one basket.
Okay.
So, yeah. So in any case, we're agreed. Scarecrow is not a member of the core. While you were offline, Murray, that was agreed upon.
Yeah, we called up Bob Kane, and he said no.
We Ouija boarded him.
Yeah, Ouija boarded him. He said no. He said who?
Oh.
However, Dr. Hugo Strange is the king of the.
Uh-huh.
I always intended. Let's see, what was it? I'm gonna read what he wrote here. I always intended for him to be his greatest villain. That's what he said. No, I'm just kidding.
And argue with the occult.
So I'm, okay. All right, we got him back. Hopefully for good this time. So we are going to go over some news, little tidbits. Some of it we know you've probably heard because it's just so huge that more than likely the internet almost cracked completely in half when the news came out. So, yeah.
Yep.
So who wants to start?
It did in fact break in half.
Have either of you been to San Diego?
I have been to San Diego. I've actually been to the convention center where it is held at, but I have never actually been to the con itself.
Ooh.
On the other hand, I have been there probably about 10 times to the con.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually went as a kid. I used to go when it was at the old convention center. And I think the first time I went, I was about 14, so that would make it a lot of years ago.
30 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Marie. Wow, you are.
Wow. Throw me the bus.
I can do easy math. Multiples of 10.
I was able to go there to the San Diego Comic Con with, I think, like $40 on me and able to load up and, like, get autographs. And I think I may have gotten a sketch, which has long disappeared from
Yeah.
God, who was it? It was, Julie Schwartz. But unfortunately, I think it's long disappeared in missing comic boxes. But it obviously, this thing has matured into what you see on CNN and Fox and, and as I was just saying, the New York freaking Times has got a story on it. I mean, it's
New York freaking Times?
New York freaking Times, yes.
Dollars. Nowadays, that would get you like a hot dog. It wouldn't even get you in for a day.
No, probably not.
Would not get you in.
And I read that there was around 125,000 people there this year.
Wow.
I guess there was somebody looked it up that you could get a hotel room for the first year of the con. The most expensive hotel room, which was a 4-star luxury hotel, was $150 for the room.
Wow.
Nowadays, that would get you like a room like in Santa Barbara, maybe. No, not even Santa Barbara. You'd end up in like Reno and have to drive every day down to San Diego. Seriously, I mean, for $150, you could not stay anywhere near San Diego nowadays.
Oh, I can imagine.
You'd be down in Tijuana having to take the red trolley up to San Diego every day.
Oh, man, I am so glad I didn't do that. When I was there for the Microsoft conference, they had it there 2 years in a row. And, there's a bunch of them want to do that, and a couple of them got stuck over on the side of the border without their passports.
what a bunch of wants. Well, it's San Diego Comic-Con is crazy. I don't know if I'll ever go again.
I don't see how I would ever go with as much as this costs.
Yeah, well, the cost, and if you're not, I'll tell you, this is really bad, but if you're not an industry professional, whether it's comic books or Hollywood professional, it is a freaking cattle car. I mean, you're just crammed in there, shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow. The last time I went was with my oldest, and this was about 5 years ago, I think, and we were not in there for a minute when we had been stepped on, pushed.
Last year, somebody gets stabbed with a pin over a seat.
Oh my God! I mean, goodness sake,
that's a lot of people to show. And I've been in that convention center, and I can't imagine. Of course, they probably used a lot more of it than we did, because there could have been more than, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 in the years we were there. I don't know.
The flip side, I mean, if you're a true fan either of Hollywood, you know, the genre, whether it's Hollywood or comic books or TV, you know, whatever, that, and you have a Jones to meet these people, that is, if you're in and you're willing to go all 4 days, you will get an opportunity to meet every single comic pro you've ever loved, every, you know, anybody who's doing a Hollywood movie that's either came out this year or is coming out in the next 2 years, they will be there, and you will have... It would be the prime opportunity to meet them and get an autograph. And with that, it's awesome. I mean, honestly,
I can imagine.
But if you're there to hear news, you're better off sitting at home. It's like the difference between, you know, people say, oh, I don't need to go to football games anymore or baseball games because I can watch them on TV, and it's true.
Yeah.
You know, costs, and if you're just there for the news, it's like a Newsarama or comic, you know, CBR.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Or Bleeding Cool, and you're going to get...
Or just let Evan do it all for you.
Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, thanks, Evan.
Yeah. Evan, from the comfort of his wheelchair and his computer, is sitting there posting all the news for us.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't I happened to be home one of those days, so I didn't even have to do anything. It was great.
He's like our own personal RSS feed.
Yeah, he is. He's awesome. Gotta love that guy.
Excellent.
He's also the one that, well, no, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying he causes the most. I put stuff in there that I know everybody's going to argue about just because I think it's fun. So I'm the instigator of crap.
Alrighty.
I like to do that.
I'll tell you, Murray, if you ever fall into like an extra $1,000 and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do something just totally extravagant, go to San Diego Comic-Con. I mean,
I went 1 year. I went the year...
I did.
I went the Legion's 50th year.
Oh, cool.
And that was kind of cool. But, yeah, it's certainly something I would love to go again, but I don't even know how you get tickets anymore. Like, at that point, you could still buy tickets online. And nowadays, I guess you buy them online if you're...
Oh, yeah, you got to be like... have the Flash's reflexes just about.
I
have trouble keeping the damn website up.
Yeah. I guess once you're there, you can probably pre-buy tickets for the next year, I think. I think that's how it worked.
But getting there,
that seems to be the tricky part. So,
what year were you there? What year was that?
Okay, so the Legion's 50th, so that was the year they canceled the 3-boot. So, it's been a couple of years. We've had 3 years of Levitt's and maybe a year or two of nothing before that.
It's about 4 years ago, probably.
Yes.
You went the year after I decided not to go anymore.
Maybe. I'm trying to think what was big media-wise. True Blood was big. I don't know. I don't remember. I was there for the Legion. It was cool.
Awesome sauce. Well, and so then I'm sure you can attest that it was not a cheap trip.
No, it was not cheap, but it was fun.
Yeah, okay. 50th anniversary, that would have been 2008.
So 5 years ago, five summers ago.
So gosh, maybe it's been 6 years since I've been. Wow.
I'll be damned.
It was beautiful. The people were beautiful. The homeless people were beautiful. The trees were beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, I got a story about I have to tell someday about homeless people in San Diego. 1 o'clock in the morning.
Did you go with the family, Murray, or was it just you and other people?
No, I ditched them.
You ditched them?
I left them at home. It was me and a couple of buddies.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. That is cool. Awesome sauce, man.
Yes. You know what?
Chris.
Go ahead, Murray.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that was before podcasts, before I heard what podcasts were.
Oh, man.
Because I was not. I had no idea what they were at that point. There you go. It was pre-podcast fandom.
Wow.
For me.
Like a zillion years ago then.
Yep. Yep, Chris, you got to go sometime.
I want to. Just don't see how I'm gonna afford it right at the moment, but you know we'll get there. I'd like to. I really want to go to is C2E2.
That's a good one too. I went to that one once.
I really want to go to that. So
it's good. It's closer to me.
Yeah, it's closer to me too. I could actually drive there.
What? You could drive to Chicago?
Yeah, it's like a 7 hour drive, 7-8 hour drive.
What?
Because the first time I went to. Which is now Wizard World Chicago. Back in 96, it was still just by itself. I went the year before it, Wizard World bought it.
Me too.
And you were there too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be damned. Me and a friend of mine drove, well, it was 8 hours, I think, up there. Because you just get to a certain spot and you can get on I-55 and it's a straight shot.
Wow.
Well, actually, that's the other side of the state.
The middle of the United States.
Yeah. But, no, that's the other side of the state. But anyway, it's not a big deal to get there. So we went, and that's where I met Perez for the first time. And then, what was that? I don't know how many years ago it was. 3 or 4 years ago, I went again by myself. That was when I took the vacation and then told the wife after I'd already got it all set up, which is now my ex. That was when things were starting to get bad. So I went for 3 days and bought a bunch of crap home, and some of it I still haven't read.
What?
Yeah, well, I got a big – see, it's – I was saving up for right now because money's a little tight, haven't been buying comics – as much.
Now you can dig into the
go in. I've got this huge stack of crap I haven't read, if I can find it all. I still got one box somewhere that I haven't found. And it's probably just sitting here right in front of me. I just haven't looked at them yet. But anyway, so yeah, I'm all stacked up for that. So
wonderful.
Yes.
You're ready for the floods.
Yeah, the floods. That would be great. It's like I'm underground here. So
be perfect.
Yeah.
Nuclear war. You will be plenty entertained.
Yes, I will. And we have plenty of juice packs and frozen food upstairs. So.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yes. So now on to this year's. So what is let's get the big stuff out of the way.
Oh, well, the big stuff is obvious. I mean, that's obvious that there's going to be a Scooby-Doo meets Batman and Robin comic book by Charlie.
God, I had forgotten that, and he reminded me. My dear God,
who's it by?
Charlie Fish.
Oh, see, that'll be good.
An ongoing comic.
He does all that stuff for the DC Kids line or whatever it's called.
Yeah, boy.
Awesome.
Oh, Lord.
It's got to be better than that Batman 66 digital thing.
Oh, well, I'm not reading. I refuse to read that because I'm trying to forget about that TV show completely.
You
I didn't like the early issue of Batman 66. It did not appeal to me.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No. But I would pick up Scooby-Doo Meets Batman and Robin.
No. See, somewhere along the line, I got a hatred for Scooby-Doo.
What? That's crazy. Scrappy, yeah. Sure, but not Scooby-Doo.
That's what made me hate it, so. I don't know, just kind of dumb, and I just can't watch it anymore.
So, wow.
I don't know. I'm a little grouch.
Film and Daphne were in the late. We're in the Hawkeye annual. They're ubiquitous. The whole crew.
Were they? I haven't read that yet. Of course, it's a little expensive. So, though I do probably already have a copy of it, just haven't got to it yet.
Well, so now that we've tapped out the big news, I think we can.
Yeah, that is big.
Thanks for showing up, guys. We'll see you next week.
What is your somebody can go first? What is your biggest news? What do you think is the biggest news to you, anyway? We'll just do it that way. We'll put a personal spin. Because I know what mine is.
Well, what is yours? Give us an example.
The Superman Batman movie. Of course.
Oh, yeah. That was big news.
Yeah. We got...
It's going to suck. It's going to be horrible.
Oh, I hope not. Zack Snyder, the guy who played Superman in The Man of Steel, is going to be their Superman.
Oh, it's going to really suck, man.
Oh, come on. Did you see Man of Steel?
No.
Okay, then you don't know. I liked it. I had problems with it, but I still liked it. But anyway, we won't get into that until everybody's seen it. But they don't have a Batman cast right now.
They don't have anything. They have nothing. They have a name. So
they had one of the actors that was in Man of Steel read a line from one of everybody's favorite comic. Hold on. Dude. You need to go upstairs. I'm recording. Okay? Go talk to your mom. You come all the way, your mom's right up there with you, and you come all the way down here to ask me something. Come on.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, they're gone. They can't hear you anyway.
Hey, kid.
It sounded mean, I know, but it's like I told their mother I'm going to be recording at 10. Could you please keep him out of here? And what happens? Right down here, and they're like wanting me to fix stuff.
Rawr. Mean Uncle Chris.
Yeah, I'm being mean right now. I'm just tired. My stomach hurts, and I'm grumpy.
You're a mean Uncle Chris.
Yeah, hold on a second.
You're going to the cornfield.
Anyway, never mind. they read a line. This guy, Harry Lennox, and you recognize him from the Matrix movies. He was like that real annoying military captain that, was always on Morpheus's, ass the whole through the thing. But apparently they had him come out. They put out this picture, Superman logo over a Batman logo. And he read this quote. "I want you to remember, Clark, in all the years to come, in all your most private moments, I want you to remember my hand at your throat. I want you to remember the one man who beat you."
That sounds a little sexy.
Yeah. Anyway. So then, then there's your official press release. So, yeah, when I read that, I was shocked.
They still got lots of time, though. Like, what they're thinking?
Yeah,
what,
it's anticipated release date is summer 2015. So that's like, that's 2 years from now.
They got lots of time.
2015? Wow.
Yeah, Snyder is co-writing the story with David S. Goyer, who then penned the screenplay. Production is expected to begin in 2014.
And Goyer was involved in all those Batman Begins movies, yeah?
Yeah, and a lot of people had a problem with the way the Man of Steel movie turned out, but he did with that movie the same thing they did in Batman Begins. They modernized it and made it more realistic, quote unquote. That's my take on those Batman movies. And they made the Superman concept. I mean, they changed things around, and they got a lot of stuff from the comics, which is what they should do. They threw in even some of Mark Waid's short-lived origin story Birthright, but they had a lot of that in there. They even went to Krypton. A good part of the movie was at Krypton at the start of it, at least 20 minutes anyway. Maybe more, maybe a half hour, but it was like 2.5 hour movie or something. Well, it was a long movie. It was over 2 hours. Anyway, I'm rambling on about that. But anyway, they're talking about all the producers. Christopher Nolan's going to be executive producer, which, you know, whatever that means. But yeah, and, you know, Diane Nelson spoke.
Ooh.
And Diane Nelson, you know, the head of DC Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that blonde that they brought in to whip things into shape. Done such good.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, she was the one that got the Harry Potter franchise up and running, and they kind of gave her DC in hopes of fixing that. So, anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Superman, they're calling it Superman / Batman, not Superman versus Batman, mind you. I've seen some ramblings since then. Is that, are they actually going to fight? Yada, yada, yada. But more than likely they will. You know, anytime two superheroes meet, there's going to be that they've never met before. They're going to beat the crap out of each other for at least a little bit before they realize, hey, this is counterproductive. We should be working together. Or, you know, there's some kind of, somebody tells one of them that the other one's a bad guy, or they both think the other one's a bad guy, and then they fight and realize, hey, wait a minute, we're both good guys. Let's go beat up the guys that told us that crap. You know, that's another scenario there. We've all seen it before, comics fans.
Yeah, eventually they're leading towards a JLA movie, though, so...
We hope, yeah.
Well, I think they are, I think. So, I mean...
It's way too late.
Superman and Batman aren't going to fight too much. Like, no. I mean, they might fight, but eventually they're going to...
Now, have you all seen that last Batman movie?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then...
Gets
up to
Catwoman.
Yeah. Caleb, you know who should be the Batman then.
Ryan Gosling.
Sure. JGL.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway.
Lopez? What?
I call him JGL.
Yeah, not Jennifer Lopez.
So Jose Garcia Lopez.
Yeah, there you go. That would be perfect.
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
No, Joseph Gordon Levitt, whatever.
Yeah, when you see the movie, you'll understand why. Because right before, it was funny, right before that news came out, crap, I just spaced on his name. Christian Bale said he's retiring from that role. He's not playing it anymore.
Yeah, he's now, done three. That's plenty.
Now, whether he just said that, you know, to get more money, because I'm sure if they offered him enough money, he probably would come back. Here's $40 billion. I'm sure they wouldn't offer him that much. But
I would do sit-ups for that.
Yeah, well, I would do it for really cheap, but nobody's going to ask me to. I mean, a million. I mean, you know.
I'd ask you, but I have no money to give you. So.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I mean, I got half the stuff already. I already got a bat belt. I got a bunch of t-shirts. It wouldn't look good, but, you know, it would be on budget.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm curious to see where this go, but it's, again, all kidding aside, I know, oh, it's going to suck. I was just being devil's advocate. There is absolutely nothing to base any opinion for this movie on at all. I mean,
no.
unless you have a strong opinion about how this kid played Clark Kent Superman, there is nothing else to go on.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because they read that quote from Dark Knight means nothing. Doesn't mean that Batman's going to kick Superman's butt or anything like that. It's just a quote. It got everybody all, you know, riled up. It got, you know, like you said, it broke the internet for a few minutes, which is what it's meant to do.
Yeah, that's why they did that. They're trying to take away steam from Marvel.
Age of Ultron, Avengers 2, or Avengers 2, Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that, you want to jump into that since you just blurted it
out. I am shocked to see that. I mean, Whedon's saying that Hank Pym will not be in the movie.
That they're gonna make. They're basically gonna do what the series was, but they're gonna have Stark be the one that creates Ultron. That way, they don't have to pay another big actor a bunch of money. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna do the Age of Ultron story. I think they're doing like the first Ultron story.
Yeah, the titles are
the same, okay, but
then why do that whole thing with Thanos at the end of the first one, and then have all the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, which is that's just now starting production, I've heard. Why do that? That doesn't make sense, because I thought all that was going to tie in together.
Well, it may still. I mean, again, we're still, 2 years out of this thing.
Yeah,
so
that's true. I think lots I've read of time something about it. Guardians of the Galaxy starting.
Basically what this means is 2015 is going to be a ginormous comic book movie year again. So.
Yeah, I would think
mm-hmm.
so. Let's see. I know there's something about that recently that they were talking about it starting production, Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Have you heard any of the cast?
Yeesh. Guardians of the Galaxy? A bald Karen Gillan, poor thing.
Yeah, she was at the deal like that.
Yeah, I hope they paid her a lot.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
The Pushing Daisies guy, Lee Pace.
Okay, no idea.
It's got that guy from Community in there, the Chris something or other. Look at us.
I'm trying to find it.
He's not from Community. He's from Parks and Rec.
Oh, Parks and Rec. You're right.
Okay.
Right. Pardon me for half a second, guys. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, I did hear one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something about... Oh, they're doing an Ant-Man movie in 2015.
Sorry.
See?
Chaos ensued.
All right.
Right. Oh, so Parks and Rec. Okay, sorry. Yeah,
I'm trying to find the thing in here. I don't see it. Anyway, it's a big cast.
In the meantime, I'm just glad they're bringing back Coulson for the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. That's actually kidding aside, that is the big news for me, because I think Agent Coulson was an awesome character, and I'm actually I'm looking forward to the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
I'm going to have to get that somehow, because I don't have cable right now.
I would be very iffy about another comic book TV show, because they, setting aside Smallville and Arrow, which by the way are not brilliant, TV shows to start with. But
no, they weren't really. I mean, they're not great, but they're not horrible either.
They're not Shakespeare.
Oh, wow. Benicio del Toro is going to be the Collector. Glenn Close is Nova Prime.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of town. Michael Rooker from Walking Dead for fame is going to be Yondu.
I don't know which one Yondu. Oh, Yondu's the archer, right?
Yeah, from Alpha Centauri.
Well, that's a future Guardian of the Galaxy. That's the Legion of Superheroes Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's he's one of them. They're mixing it apparently. You got Ronan and Accuser's going to be in it. Nebula, of course, that's Karen Gillan. Oh yeah, she's the chick from Doctor Who. Okay, I remember.
Yeah, we are in the midst of that.
Yeah, I haven't started. I just like 2 episodes, and the chick that plays Uhura is going to be Gamora. That's going to be good.
What?
Yes.
Chick plays Uhura.
Uhura on the new Star Trek
Nichols?
Zoe Saldana. Yeah, Michelle Nichols.
Michelle Nichols.
Be able to play Groot. I don't know.
Oh, stop that.
I'm sorry. That was Jeepers bad.
Reapers.
Yeah.
We're Nichelle.
I know. Well, she doesn't listen, I'm sure. So.
She's very well preserved for being a woman in her 90s or 80s or 60s or whatever it is.
120s.
Oh, my.
Stop that. She's not that old. Well, 60s, and that was what?
Yeah, at least
ago.
That's 70 years ago, man.
What?
50 years ago. She had to at least been in her 20s when she did that show.
Yeah, I would say.
There you go. So she's in her 70s, and she's a lovely lady.
Yes,
but she's not in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No.
Zoe Salam, whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Salami.
Salami?
You hoorah.
I don't know who she is. I haven't seen the new Star Trek.
You haven't seen either of them?
You know what?
Dude.
I don't like Star Trek.
Oh, my God. I can't talk to you right now. I'm going to mute you.
I like the original Star Trek in that it's historical and kind of cheesy, but I don't like the rest of it.
That's fine. Yeah, that's not everybody's cup of tea. I understand.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I know.
That would be the link I just sent you is a nice cheesecake shot of the new Uhura.
She's been in other things too. She's a fairly attractive woman, I have to admit. She was in that.
That's a huge link. What the hey?
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's a Google image, man. Just chill.
Okay, checking.
Yeah, yeah. She's a good actress. I admit. Okay, so. I have no problem with her playing either character. I think she will be do good. Damn flies are buzzing me here.
So the claim on San Diego, though, is that the two big news items were the Avengers movie and the Superman Batman movie. But you know, there other stuff was mentioned. I mean, there's the they talked a bit about the new S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. They talked about there's going to be a Fight Club graphic novel coming out.
Yes, here, this is the link that I found. The people at Robot 6 are calling the six biggest comic surprises. And number one was that Fight Club graphic novel sequel. So
another one is that death has officially been flushed down the toilet at Marvel since they're bringing back Nightcrawler.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Which, from the sounds of the series, it sounds like to me that he was just lost somewhere, because if I read it right, the whole deal was to go find him.
He had a freaking spear through him or something.
Yeah, see, I didn't read that, so I don't know.
There was no coming back from that. He bled out all over the ground.
Oh, now, come on. You know that's not true.
Oh, that wasn't him. It was a Simulcrum or whatever. Simulcrum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, here it is. Amazing X-Men. Yes. But they, according to this list, that wasn't really the news. The news was that Firestar has joined the X-Men.
Yeah, I saw. They thought that was a big deal. I'm not sure why it's a big deal.
But, okay, and, of course, this will be Amazing X-Men, and will feature Wolverine, duh, Storm, which she's on two teams already, Firestar, Iceman, Beast, Northstar, why, and Nightcrawler. I don't. If they hadn't put Northstar in there, I wouldn't have.
Beast is on two teams too. He's hell. Yeah. He's a player in Boring Avengers.
Yeah, that's right. He is.
A Boring Avengers.
The Uncanny One. I finally stopped reading that, mostly because of the price.
No, it's the New Avengers. He's the man. He's part of the New Illuminati.
Oh, is he?
Northstar is.
He took over when. He took over for the deceased Xavier role. Oh,
well, he would be smart enough to do that.
Yeah, he represents the mutants. Because he's got that big brain in there.
He does have a big brain, but isn't he dying? Oh, wait, no, they've cured that, I'm sure, by now.
Northstar doesn't have a big brain.
No, not Northstar. Beast.
Oh, Beast.
Northstar has big something else, according to... Never mind.
I thought you were talking about Northstar being in the Illuminati.
No. I'm surprised they even got him on this team.
Hey.
Because he isn't... I don't know.
Colossus is the Illuminati.
I remember reading an Alpha Flight, and he was like, manipulating his sister, and he's just like this... Well, back then, he was a psycho... you know, just crazy. But, you know, he's changed. North Star.
He was psycho crazy?
Yeah, I read all... Well, it was probably from those Marvel guides. Read about all the crap he did to his sister.
Out of love.
Oh, okay. That's probably all been retconned anyway.
How come all the Fast characters in the Marvel Universe have a sister obsession?
That's true. Quicksilver, North Star. I'm sure the Wizard's got a sister out there.
That's funny. Well, wasn't his sister that English chick Spitfire?
Oh yeah. I think you're right.
Oh, see, there you go.
I think there's an incest miniseries waiting to be written.
Oh, right, good now. Lord! Don't say that out loud. God. Internet.
Quick,
has
contact
ears.
Joe Casey, quick, or Grant Morrison. They'll write it in a heartbeat.
Lord. More like Mark Miller.
Oh, Mark Miller would just have him raped and move on. So,
Speaking of him, speaking of Mark Miller, they got that huge. Well, maybe it's not huge. Wolverine sale, 99-cent Wolverine sale on Comixology, and I had bought the first three or four of that Old Man Logan series, so I went ahead and got all of them since they're $1 a piece.
Right.
Which I think, hopefully, was cheaper than trying to buy it, the trade.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, I think it was like 15 or something like that. But it's, you know, there's like 6 or 7 comics. So, and holy crap, that was twisted. But it's Mark Miller, so okay, moving on.
His whole run on Wolverine was a little out there. So
yeah, well, I just read that, but it was an interesting story, and I had started it, but then, you know, I think that was the comic shop in Tupelo that missed an issue for me, and I never did get caught up because they were like $140 a piece or something like that after that.
Hey, a real quick aside, Murray, I picked up Underwater Welder, by the way, of Comixology, which I will get to eventually.
So. Oh, good. Good. Good.
Sorry. I'm going to check that out yet either.
Perfect. Aside, Comixology aside. Well, honestly, I mean, it felt like at least the Hollywood news, you know, from San Diego, other than the Superman-Batman one announcement, it felt like it's stuff that we had already been exposed to. We knew there was going to be an Avengers 2 movie.
Yeah.
You know, the
Oh, yeah. They announced that before the first one was even out. They just didn't know what it was going to be about. So, anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that it felt a little light on new content. Again, other than the Superman-Batman, that was, in fact, out of left field. And yep. I think that's why it was an internet-breaking story.
Probably wise, though. Like, there's so much going on at San Diego that if you want to make news, you got to kind of either announce it. Like, you can't have, I don't know, you're going to lose all your announcements in the waves of major announcements. So having one really big surprise and then kind of all the rest, if they trickle out before or after, I don't know. That's probably a better way to go. Like, I think the comics companies now tend to make their announcements at cons that aren't San Diego. Like, they have some announcements, but I think the bigger announcements tend to happen at smaller cons because they get more prep.
Oh yeah, they get it from WonderCon, or they get it from C2E2 or New York. Absolutely. No, you're right. It's easy to get lost in the shuffle because everybody is at San Diego, and like you said, and then Hollywood is going to take the focus away. You know, when they announce something about Twilight or they announce something about Harry Potter, that's going to make so much noise. And between the Klingons in Hawaiian shorts and stuff, it's easy to get missed.
Let's see. Here's another one that was surprising. Graphic novel adaptation of Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. No creative team was announced, but IDW's got it, and they've done a real good job with the Parker novels.
Which is a new one coming out, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. I can't wait. I want to read that. That made me want to read the books, which I'm sure that's why they did that.
Dude goes to a playground or a something. An amusement park. I guess that's not a playground.
No.
You darn kids.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one of the ones that's the Scooby-Doo things on here.
Get off the slide.
What? What?
When he goes to the playground, get off the slide. He's shooting the kids. They've done him wrong.
What are you talking about?
Parker going to the playground.
Oh, he would never shoot a kid.
Well, I don't know. He's
everybody
hard
else he would. He'd shoot just about everybody else.
Okay, I haven't read him, so I don't know. I didn't know he had a soft spot for children.
Well, I just think he doesn't. It's not that he doesn't have the stomach for killing. It would cause too much trouble. And he does. That's the only reason he does. I mean, if he has to kill some, boom, they're dead. Yeah, he's something.
Too much paperwork.
Yeah, it's like that's too much heat. I don't want that. So.
Gotcha.
I don't know. All right. I doubt he would kill a kid. All right. Written in the 60s. So anyway.
There's gonna be a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic book.
Oh Lord. Yeah. I was trying to forget that one too.
I get that for my kids. They love that. They love all the various incarnations of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I'm sure they'd like that. My nephews would. I don't know if they've ever watched it, to tell you the truth.
Now I just have to find a comic book store because the only one near me never seems to have the fun stuff.
Ooh, special order.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, and look at that. There's going to be a Harley Quinn ongoing.
I saw that with Jimmy Palmiotta and Amanda Connor writing.
It's a good combination right there.
I know.
They live together and everything.
Yeah, I know. That's my point.
Makes it easy.
I'm kind of curious about that one. Harley Quinn is not a favorite of mine, but but those two, if it skews more towards what they did on Power Girl and what else did they do that I really liked? Terra, maybe?
I should have. But anyway, go ahead.
But I'm curious to see who they've got doing the art, because it won't be Amanda doing art. She's co-writing, but I don't know if they announced an artist for the series yet.
I don't know. I'm looking for it. I had that pulled up, and I realized, here we go. Nope, that's not it.
I will give it a look.
Here we go.
I think it's interesting that they don't that Justin Gray is not involved, because it seems like he and Palmiotti do everything together.
Mm-hmm. Well, Palmiotti does stuff on his own.
Yeah.
It's Justin Gray that I've never seen do anything.
Not for many years. They did some TV work together, or movie work together.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And Gail Simone is writing another female character.
Which one?
Tomb Raider, Lara Croft.
Oh, right. Yes,
Evan was very excited to hear that. I'm just skimming the article, but I do not see... She's doing covers, obviously, but I don't see anything about an artist. Yeah, yet to be named artist. He gets a lot of work.
Yet to be named. He's taking all the work from America.
Like, man, let everybody else have some.
Did they announce a Shazam series or just a possibility of a Shazam series?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they got something they're going to cancel here soon. So.
I've not seen anything about Shazam. I mean, we've got, again, it seems like Harley Quinn is the only solo I saw. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. And there's some Walking Dead news. There will be a season 4.
Oh, big shocker there. I was surprised at how much talent went over to Dynamite. You got, let's see, that's not it. Who was it? It was James Robinson with his big recent, to hell with you people, almost deal he did.
No, he was very polite.
Yeah, he just said, here we go. He's got something called Grand Passion. Is that the name of it?
I think so.
Yes, that is the name of it, or was that like a, you know, a statement? He's going to have Grand Passion, but no, it's the actual name of it. Surprise a lot of readers. Is a definitely a departure from what I've been doing the last few years. It's about two wayward characters, Doc and Mabel, one cop, the other a crook, who are fated to fall in love at the first sight, even as Mabel swears she'll kill Doc if she's the last thing she does. Oh, okay, that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. So, big press release thing going on there. You had somebody else, who was it? Yes, Cullen Bunn. This was one of, huh? This was a huh for me. Really? Dynamite got the rights to do the new Heroes, the TV show.
Series back, yeah.
He's going to write it, and they're resurrecting it. So anyway, that's interesting. Ended up being canceled in his fourth season, because it jumped the shark and sucked. I couldn't get through the second. I stopped. I loved that damn show, and it's like, what? Anyway, yeah, they jumped the shark big time. Anyway, but I might read. I don't know if I'll read that or not.
Here's something I didn't see. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Dr. Fate is going to be in Justice League Dark number 23.
Aha! Uh-huh. I do remember hearing that.
Now, is that the Earth 2 one?
Yes.
Is it him?
Well, really? I guess you're good point. Good point. It doesn't say, but that's the only Dr. Fate we've seen so far.
Mm. So maybe it's the new Dr. Fate. Oh, 52 universe. Where did you see that?
It was revealed. Actually, here it says it was revealed that Earth 2's Dr. Fate will appear briefly in August Justice League Dark number 23, along with Demon Etrigan.
Huh. I think he showed up already.
Yes, and Demon Knight.
Oh, duh, yeah.
Yes, well, he was in the present. He was in the last pre-Jim Starlin storyline in.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. He was buried in England or something like that.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
They're going to have a team up between Black Adam and Sinestro during the Forever Evil storyline.
See, that I don't understand Sinestro being in there, because when they ended that run, all those writers are, you know, they didn't really put him off as a bad guy. Oh. I mean, yeah, he killed all the Guardians.
Black Adam was turned to dust, so.
Well, yeah. Well, Black Adam, when was he turned to dust?
Justice League, right before Trinity War.
21.
Oh, well, okay. I missed that.
20 or 21, I don't know, whatever.
And then,
well, obviously, he's coming back, so. I misunderstood something then.
There's going to be an Argus miniseries coming out from DC.
Argus? Yeah. That's all part of that Forever Evil stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it is official. A
new creator-owned book from John Byrne over at IDW, along with Ragnarok by Mr. Walt Simonson.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh, there's a couple of... One of my favorite comic book writers, JMS, or J. Michael Straczynski, he's doing a Twilight Zone thing for Dynamite and something else for somebody else. Oh, yes. I don't remember who it was for, but he's going to be taking on the Terminator, the Final Battle story, right after the last movie. Where does it say who's doing it? What company? That I don't see. Pete Woods is involved. Hopefully, for Pete Woods' sake, that actually gets finished. Hopefully, it's already finished. Because, you know, that's why I have a problem with him because he starts things and causes, and it's actually good. And then he's like, I see something shiny. I'm going to go work on that now.
Well, speaking of JMS, it looks like he's going to be doing a volume 3 of the Earth 1, Superman Earth 1 graphic novels.
Really? I didn't read the second one.
Yeah, I didn't either. Oh, and hey, look at this. This
a is lot. I tell you what, though, a lot. If you read that Earth 1 and you didn't like it, you're not going to like Man of Steel. Okay. I'll tell you that right now.
Now, here's some actually cool news from Dynamite.
Yeah?
Robotech Voltron.
That's right. I knew there was something like that. Dynamite's just kicking butt. They got a lot of crap.
They got... Between them and what was that comment about all the licensed product licensed?
They even got like a burger chain comic. That's why Evan that posted that. Officially going for every single license before IDW gets it.
Well, and besides Burger King is going to be in Swamp Thing.
Oh, are they? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Lord. The Meister Burger.
Oh, man. Dwayne Schwerer Zazinski. Pardon me. Sorry. Caffeine's wearing off. He is going to be, which is good since he's a crime novelist, crime writer. He's going to be writing, I guess Dynamite's going to have a Dynamite crime imprint, and he's going to be writing a book for it.
Hey, Brian Bendis and Mark Bagley are going to work together again on an Ultimates mini called Age of Ultron for Cataclysm, The Ultimates Last Stand.
Yeah, I looked at the issue of Hunger Number 1 that I procured the other day, and all that crap that happened in Age of Ultron, supposedly quote-unquote broke time, I don't remember what happened up to it, but basically a big hole opens a tear in space, literally a tear in space, and then you see Galactus ripping it open and climbing out, and it's our Galactus. That's what I heard, that he's coming over, and he's like gonna, and then I guess it was the Avengers or the Guardians of the Galaxy over there, and they were fighting some kind of Borg-like insect thing, and then it kind of merged with Galactus, and then it's like, I'm going to eat everything. It was strange. Galactus hungers. So, yeah. Yes.
And there's going to be it.
Hmm? I wonder, will this be the end of the Ultimate Universe? Is Galactus going to eat them all?
Haven't they done that already once?
No, they just had a flood or an earthquake or something.
Okay. One thin Ultimate Universe.
Because I've little bits and pieces I've read of that. Never really read that much.
Valiant's going to do a line-wide crossover.
Oh, cool. That's good stuff.
Mr. Joshua Dysart, who, now that it's post-San Diego, maybe we can get him back.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll be ready.
He might be too big for us now. But you know him, though, don't you?
I do.
Okay, well, maybe we have an in with him.
They're exes.
Yeah. Let's see. Longshot's coming back.
Download. That's on the QT. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Something you said something about, too, was they're doing another little Nemo.
Yay!
IDW! He's got the rights to Little Nemo, Return to Slumberland by Eric Schanover and Gabriel Rodriguez.
I love me some Little Nemo.
Yep.
Cute stuff.
What else? Revolutionary War by Andy Landing. Angry Cyborg comics published under the Marvel UK banner are making a comeback. Yep.
Now, this wasn't from San Diego, but look at that. DC's only going to have 47 ongoing series in October.
Really?
Hmm.
Well, maybe they, decided that they didn't. That was silly.
Well, that means if they're going to shoot for that 52, they need to...
Yeah, they need to change that off the covers, don't they? The new 47. Or however many you said, I'd already forgotten.
Adam Hughes is going to do... Oh, it looks like Adam Hughes is going to do some of the interior for Harley Quinn.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And let me see, we got... Man, there's a lot of comic book movies coming out. Good lord.
Yeah, that's the rage these days.
Two Guns from Boom.
That's already been made, though.
Yeah. Denzel and Marky Mark.
Yeah. Good Actors. Echo. That's gone. Okay. Let's see. We covered that.
I don't know how I found this page, but this is some interesting. Wow.
You got Kieran Gillian and artist Adam Kubert are going to do an Wolverine Origin Part 2. Which I just don't really understand.
I didn't read the original one. Was it good?
It was good. It really was. They covered all the stuff that was out there at the time because I was actually still reading some. I think I'd already quit that. But it was good. They tied it in. They kind of gave him an age. He was born in the Old West time frame, in the 1800s. So apparently they're going to do another chapter, which he remembers all of that now. Because last time I read it years ago, he, you know, still didn't remember everything, and somewhere along the line would be, you know, actually paying attention when AVX came out that he started to remember all that shit. But yeah, it was an interesting twist. It's been over 10 years since Paul Jenkins and Andy Kubert did the first one. Yeah. The first series ended in 1898. So he's an old, old bastard. It was actually pretty good. I wouldn't go pay a bunch of money for the trade for it, but if you found it cheap on Comixology for 99 cents, it might be a time to pick it up, because I do actually believe it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be worth the... it's only 4 issues, so yeah, it'd be worth the $4 to read that, I think. Not much more than that, but no, it wasn't that bad. I actually did like it. But I always thought it was a bad idea to try to do that, because that was part of the things that made him cool, but they'd had him do everything else, and he was, you know, now he's on 17 out of 18 titles that Marvel puts out, or however many they put out. I'm sure he's in every one of them, except for Daredevil. Which, oddly enough, is one of the few that I read. Interesting. Here's another one.
They had a big Doctor Who 50th anniversary thing going on there, which they did not, in fact, reveal who the 12th Doctor would be.
No.
Murray, any opinions on who the 12th Doctor should be? Should it be a chick?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
Why not?
Is a guy.
Okay. That's fine.
They've had lady doctors. Well, lady time lords. Maybe not lady doctors. The doctor is a guy.
It seems like
I always thought that the one storyline that they dropped, they never did anything with from the previous, I think it was from the 10th Doctor, was his clone daughter.
That she was just, she didn't live very long.
Yes, she did.
Was she come back to life? I thought she was killed at the end of it.
She regenerated.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That'd be interesting. Here's one. Howard Chaykin reunites with the Shadow for Midnight in Moscow.
I do remember hearing that.
It's a miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Tells a secret story behind the Shadow's disappearance in 1949, which I didn't have any idea he did that.
He was raped in prison, if it's a Howard Chaykin book.
Now, easy. But yeah, there's a big long thing about it. I think I've got the Blood and Judgment book, but I haven't read it yet.
It's good. You got to read it today.
Well, I might have to.
Because football doesn't start till next week, so you got plenty of time.
Yeah, I don't watch football. I hate football.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Racing.
No, I don't watch that either. I don't have cable.
Oh. He is a sports-free person.
Yep, no sports at all, except for watching my nephew play baseball.
It's on Fox all the time. They always have cars racing.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, I can't watch anything when the kids are conscious. They could be down the block, you know, down the block playing with their, you know, next door neighbors or across the street neighbors, and I come in and turn the television on, and I blink, and they'd be all right there in the room, deciding to make all kinds of noise.
Oh, Marie, isn't this cute to hear? It's all
what?
It's practically fatherhood.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. I even got a Father's Day card, believe it or not. Yeah,
we were over at some people's house yesterday. Big, huge pool at their apartment complex. We're over in the corner. There's you know, millions of gallons of water that the kids could be swimming in, and they decide they have to do it all right next to us.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're interesting or something.
Yeah. They got their own TV in their room, and they can watch anything they want. And I come in there and turn the TV on, and they're like, well, we want to watch this with you. I was like, well, that's nice, but you need to be quiet. And then the next thing you know, they're having WrestleMania 47 on the couch. It's awesome. Anyway, oh, here's one. Steve Niles and Dennis Kellerow will be, I think they're doing a reboot of Army of Darkness. It's a fresh take to their flagship title, Army of Darkness. That's Dynamite Entertainment's flagship title. Okay.
So we're watching Splash yesterday, and there on one of the movie marquees in the background was Evil Dead 1. So,
oh yeah.
Just
awesome. So anyway, I still haven't seen that.
Which, Evil Dead or Splash?
Evil Dead, actually. I know Rod Train is a big fan of that, and the actor as well, whose name Bruce escapes Campbell. Me. Yes, Campbell, that's it. I knew it was Bruce something.
Bruce Campbell's written some awesome books, which you should read.
I've heard that. Isn't that one about how to love, you know, how to love women like him or something like that?
Yeah,
I thought, yeah, I've seen that one.
And Chin's the Kill?
Chin's the Kill. Oh, nice. He seems like a real funny guy. I know he's on Burn Notice, which I've never watched any. See, now that I don't have cable, I can catch up on all those shows on Netflix. If I can actually, you know, get the Netflix away from the other two. But anyway, or I can just download them illegally.
So Murray, you need to watch Orange is the New Black.
I was just reading about that. Somebody was talking about that, how good that is. And Kate Mulgrew's on it.
Yes, she is.
She plays the cook.
Big fat Kate Mulgrew.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she looks rough, too.
Ryan's Hope, Kate Mulgrew got fat? That's too bad.
Well, I think she might have fattened up on her own, but...
Ryan's Hope. Please, this is a comic book geek show. This is not Ryan's Hope.
It's That's Voyager, where I know her from.
Voyager's Kate Mulgrew. Captain Jane, not Janeway, yes, yeah.
Right, she was one of the good captains, right?
She was
an awesome captain. I'd put her up against Picard any day.
With her little Mickey Mouse voice, yes.
Mickey Mouse voice. She would still kick ass, though.
What?
She kicked more ass than Picard Brody. And Sisko did in the whole series.
Sisko never actually went anywhere, so...
Oh, he did some, but, you know... It's not, you know, he got that, once he got that ship, they traveled more, so.
I never watched DS9, so whatever.
Okay, that's what I thought. You were just trying to get me riled up, weren't you?
I was, in fact.
That's fine.
I was doing my damage.
Now, if you start saying how great Enterprise was, then we're in trouble. I'll mute your mic so fast your head will spin.
It's Scott Bakula. How could it be bad?
Yeah, well. I don't think it was that is exactly him. I think it was the writers.
Anyhow,
ill-fated monkey episode. Anyway, go ahead.
We maxed out on San Diego news.
I think so. We're over an hour now. So
is it really? I mean, it's an interesting question, though. An interesting point is that is San Diego so devoid of like news that it took us less than an hour to actually like discuss the things that we cared about happening there?
Well, there's other things in here. I saw Mark Waid's doing a comic series for Legendary Comics. You know, which, you know, we're all fans of, well, I'm fans of Mark Waid anyway. There's a bunch of small press stuff that Heidi McDonald and her crew put on the beat.
Oh.
I found. Like, well, it's all one big long thing. I'd actually have to read it.
Okay.
Let's see. Small Press was Sean Dietrich, based on San Francisco. It's part of the quote unquote live art movement, touring with major music festivals and putting the talent, his talent on display. Most of his offerings were wood block prints, occasionally printed on unique surfaces like metal and with superb results. His work was often politically tinged with the Ralph Steadman Underground comics feel. And there's a couple other things in here. Brother-sister team, Justin and Hillary Orr, O-R-R. It looks like they're doing some good stuff, and she talks about them. Sugar Addict Creations is their frame there. They actually did a lot of SDC stuff.
There's going to be a new Smurfs comic.
Yeah, not surprised. It's a new movie coming out. It's the nephews are just stoked to see. I just went and saw Turbo with their grandma yesterday, my mom.
What?
They call her Nanny.
Oh, Turbo, right, yeah.
Yeah, that thing about the snail that, you know. Saw several ads for the Planes movie coming out. Let's see, what else? Okay, I covered that. Oh, and the Terminator thing was with Dark Horse, obviously. Yeah, I guess that's about it.
That's it. Let's go have lunch or breakfast.
People are having issues with security at the center.
I saw that little thing. They did a little thing about that.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That is actually a shame because they that should be low on their issues. The public relations should never, ever be an issue with something like this.
No, I agree. And all those companies that, you know, put all that money into showcasing their shit should be putting in the money a little on the side to help with that. You know, get some, like, I don't know, SHIELD agents to be bodyguards, or hell, the Klingons will do it for free. You don't screw around with the Klingons. If you've ever been to a Star Trek con, you know that's true. They're usually there, too. Holy crap.
Geeks.
But anyway, just saying.
Geeks.
Klingons are awesome, man.
Nerds!
So, anyway, that's about it here.
I'm done. I got nothing. I just,
yeah, my brain's mush, except for looking at cosplay photos on Facebook. Holy crapola. Wow. My eyes are watering now. Anyway.
As long as they're not the Dragon Con ones, because then you'd have a whole other conversation.
Yeah, no. She has very large tracts of land. Anyway, moving along. That's it for this week. if you want to send us an email and tell us how ridiculous we are, please send it to podcast@talesfromalongbox.com. And you can also join our wonderful group of growing fans on Facebook. We're up to in the 100 or so. Not hundreds, 100. Anyway, then you can also – oh, come on. Wake up. We're almost done. You can also comment on the actual episodes, which I think all the people that want to comment have been spammers because nobody comments. But anyway, that's about it for this week. En route.
All righty.
Always fun.
Hopefully I didn't sound like too bad.
Thank you for this break in my Sunday mornings, guys.
Yeah, sure, anytime. Yeah, actually, I feel better when we. It's like almost like I don't really want to do that, but when we get into it, it's always fun.
Very cathartic.
Yes,
perfect.
It's been a crazy ass week.
We'll watch some racing.
I'm gonna go. I don't know what I'm gonna watch, but gotta get my sister to the store before I starve to death.
Judgment.
All right.
Guys. Have an awesome Sunday.
All right, you too.
Got you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.